The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I am Reba Hass of Team Reba RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
You sure are. You sure yes. are. I'm so excited about this week. We've got some really exciting stuff going on.
We have a lot going on this week, as yeah. with every week, but we're sort of wrapping up the summer here the last week before Labor Day.
I know. What's up with fall today?
I know.
Like, both Tyler and I are wearing sweaters.
Yeah. What's up with that?
Yeah, and our guest is wearing a fleece vest.
Well, he might be a native, and that could be just sort of a normal day. You know, might be wearing that, you know, if it's 95 degrees out. We don't know.
That could be true. That could be true. That's... But he's also probably the same guy who's wearing shorts in the middle of winter.
Well, that would be me.
I see Ben.
If it's about 50 degrees, I think it's fair game.
Yeah. All right. Well, we want to welcome our listeners to another episode of Open House with Team Reba. Guests today, we're going to get into our normal stuff here in a second, but we do want to quickly say hello to our guests because we have Ben Andrews from the Renton Chamber of Commerce, who's the Director of Events. Say hello, Ben.
Well, hello. Thank you for having us.
Yes. And you're here to talk about RenCon, Renton's brand new Comic-Con event. And then we have Joe Perez also.
Hello.
Yes, also from the Chamber. And your role at the Chamber is?
I just do whatever they tell me to do.
Oh, okay. So jack of all trades is
pretty
what
much.
You're saying. Okay,
yes,
got
he's
it.
He's our super ninja.
Super ninja.
He can accomplish anything.
Well, that kind of fits with a Comic-Con thing coming on.
Yeah. Actually,
is it? Are you going to dress up for the Comic-Con?
Not Darth Vader, but no. maybe a stormtrooper.
Oh, excellent. That could be cool. Right. That could good. Be cool. All right.
Okay. I think we should just put a cape on you every day, honestly.
Yeah. Okay. He's Super Jack.
Hey, Super Joe.
Super Joe.
Defender of the Chamber.
There you go. There we go.
I like it. I like it a lot. Okay. Well, we're going to talk about this fun new event that's coming up. But before we do, we're going to do some of our normal stuff, which is talk about mortgage rates and real estate.
Yeah. Want to hear about them?
Yeah. Go for it.
More of the same. They're just good. And we've been going up and down a little bit all week long. Last week, same thing. Sort of two steps forward, one step back. This week started out pretty positive. So the bond markets are staying relatively stable, which is great news. And not a ton of economic events coming out this week. We've got kind of the usual. This Thursday we'll be looking at jobless claims, unemployment claims, manufacturing, that sort of thing. But nothing sort of earth-shattering this week, at least so far as we know.
Yeah, we've already had enough earth-shattering with those poor folks over in Italy. Let's not do anything earth-shattering.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay. It's not funny, but sometimes when bad things happen in other parts of the world, we benefit from it. We get what's called flight to quality investing, and people will buy our bonds as a safe haven.
Did that happen with that tragedy?
No, we didn't have any really much happen from Italy. You know, the last big one that we benefited from was Brexit. And we're still sort of feeling the afterglow from that one.
So, the afterglow. Yeah, I don't know what kind of enjoyment you got out of Brexit, but okay.
Well, it got us extremely busy. That's all I can say. So, no, rates are still historically low. A conforming 30-year fixed-rate mortgage right now, our national averages are hovering around 3.41%. 15-year fixed rates, we're hovering around 2.75. FHA, we're hovering around 3.25. Jumbo loans, anything above in our local market, $540,500, we're hovering around 3.625. So it's still just a very, very good time, for buying and refinancing.
And refinancing,
absolutely. And our only big challenge right now, honestly, is appraisals. Industry-wide, with every bank out there, are taking a long time right now.
A really long time. In fact, shout out to my assistant, Jessica. We got her house down in the Tumwater area under contract, and it's a VA loan that's being used. 60 days.
Right, for the appraisal.
60 days for the closing because, because they said the appraisers are so backed up.
Yeah, and VA is even a little bit more challenging than other types of loans because VA, in their infinite wisdom, still controls their own appraisal process. Mm-hmm. So there is a panel of VA appraisers, and there's not a lot of new ones coming on. And, you know, we keep losing some of the old ones, if they show up, with their walker or something like that. Some of them are getting up there a little bit.
That's a multiple reason for delays. Right. First of all, they can't get there.
That's right. And heaven forbid you got stairs or something, it's like...
Was it last week we were talking about? When were you talking? No, I think when Marissa filled in for me, you guys talked about the whole thing of the fact that appraisers, there's few of them coming on because it requires a 2-year apprenticeship.
It's essentially 2,000 hours of apprenticing under a senior appraiser to become a new appraiser.
Can you be paid during that time?
Yeah, but you're not going to be getting full pay.
You're getting a portion of it.
30% or 40% or whatever.
My dad did that way back in the day and dropped out because it was taking so long for him to make income.
Yeah, and that's the problem. And for an experienced appraiser right now, number one, they don't have time to mentor somebody. And number two, why would they want to mentor future competition?
But you're speaking my language about real estate agents.
Well, it's true. Yeah, it's true.
I mean, you keep trying to get me to tell other agents about how to do marketing and stuff, and I'm like, what are you, nuts? But yet I do it all the time.
Right, right. So. And there are people out there. In fact, Home Street Bank is actually entertaining the option. We might actually start our own mentoring program here coming up pretty soon.
Oh, so interesting.
So it's a way to try to develop...
a pool,
a larger pool of appraisers. So, yeah, it's
you know,
a
I would be curious
right
to see what the numbers really are because I was telling someone the other day that I track how many new agents come. Like, you could definitely tell when we had the recession because we were losing 200 to 500 agents a month.
Right.
But because we're in a good market, we're getting 200 new agents a month.
Right.
Which is block.
Well,
I can do without.
Okay, so,
and not because I have a problem with people coming in the business.
No,
they're just not prepared.
It's, right, and that's the thing that kind of scares me about the real estate exam. Because, I trust. Yeah. You know what you're doing.
Thank
you've
you
been
very
doing
much
it a long time. But I can go out, take the exam, and as long as I pass with the 70% mark or better.
I know, C grade level.
I'm a realtor. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay.
And they don't even tell you what you missed.
That's
the
problem.
Frightening part.
That's what scares me.
It's like 30% of whatever they could be screwing up.
Yeah. So how do I know what 30% they don't know that's going to impact me in my transaction?
Yeah. They just only really know marginally 70% more than you do. Yeah. Right, it is a frightening thought, right?
If you were thinking of having major surgery and,
and
you talk to your doctor and you say, well, I passed the medical bar and I got 70%. What is it that you failed on? It's like, well, I don't know. They wouldn't tell me.
That is true. Good point.
Well, I mean, it's just real estate, right? We're only dealing with people's
hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Just frightening.
Just push to show.
Yeah. So if anybody out there has control over that, please tell these new realtors what they got wrong.
Yeah. So here's the thing that if there's anyone who's listening to the show that has anything to do with the licensing department of the state, here's the thing. In 2010, when they put in the requirements for licensing for home inspectors, and they also did the same for mortgage professionals, they instituted what was supposed to be a 2-year required mentorship program for agents. They just didn't put anything in place.
As you say, I
to
never
track
heard of that.
It.
No, nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. That was supposed to be part of the deal. And they were also supposed to increase the rate of passing the test from 70 to 75, and apparently they didn't do that.
Yeah.
Which was a shame, because they did increase the number of hours you had to take first to get licensed and to apply for the test, and then also your first renewal period.
Well, that would have been,
but still.
Even 75, that would have been good. Then we would have only been 25% of
information
they didn't know.
Yeah, only one quarter of it could be screwed up.
Right.
You know.
So can I ask a newbie question then?
Yes, please do.
So then is that the licensing department that manages the real estate exam?
Yeah, the state monitors us
and
comes up with all the criteria.
And do they review those questions every 2 years and say, we need to update?
Yeah, in all fairness, I mean, the test is difficult, and it actually involves...
Okay, I used to not think it was that difficult, but I felt bad because I said any monkey could pass it, and then one of my assistants went to do it, and she called me crying and said she didn't pass.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, never mind, I'm sorry.
Realize. It involves lots of questions on finance, on law, mm-hmm. on the rules of agency.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of good stuff in it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But
well, that's the whole thing, is the classes themselves are really all about the technical part. It has nothing to do with how you run a business. And they don't tell you when you're taking your licensing classes that you're about to become self-employed. About 95% of all real estate agents are self-employed. Or they might be in a team, but they're still under a small business framework. And if they don't understand how a small business runs, that's why we have a 90% attrition rate in the first year. I was in a class in 2003 with 60 other people, and I'm the only person still left in the industry.
90%? Are you
serious? First year. 87% in the first five.
Yep.
Is somebody looking at that and going, well, we have a problem here?
Well, it's an open, I mean, it's just an industry. And unfortunately, a lot of the folks that come into it, they see somebody selling real estate and think, oh, that's easy. And look, they don't hardly have to work at all. And they make all this
money. And
look
at that commission check.
Right.
And it depends on what marketplace you're in, too. Because
if
you're where my mom is, where some houses still sell for $35,000.
Yeah, you're working
hard.
She
does the same amount of work as me, but for a lot less.
Right.
But I also spend a lot more having to run my business because, as Tyler's been learning working with us and our team, there's a lot more marketing and a whole lot other business, you know, that you have in place to sustain, you know, and be competitive, especially in a very sophisticated market. So it's always an interesting challenge. We're going to I know we're getting like deep into the whole like real estate. We're going to like have a whole show that's all about real estate. But maybe we'll do that for one of the ones where it's just us doing
a
show.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I want to make sure and also alert people to an interesting article. If you're a member of Costco, there is an article this month in the September 2016 about inspection detection. And it's under the folks, David and Amanda Horowitz, who do the Fight Back articles and shows, and they have the website fightback.com. And I was really excited at first when I saw this article, and then I got into the meat of it. And then I had a little bit of a bone to pick.
Uh-oh.
So it's one of those things where, as you know, my husband is a home inspector.
Right.
And he also does sewer scopes. So there's something they said in here that when we get back from this break, I'm going to point it out, and we're going to have a little conversation about what Costco, or at least the Horowitz family, has to say.
Learn about sewer systems next on Open House with Team Reba when we come back.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.